I mean, you are. It's just not that reason. Welcome back. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com, which is where you can watch us, by the way. You can watch us on 1620thezone.com. I've been thinking, you know,
you
we got
see
our,
my super cool hat.
I'm not gonna
my cool mask.
I'm not going to announce anything in terms of who's on, but we got our bigger reaction schedule today. And I've been thinking about how crazy the stream is going to be.
It's
going to
be popping.
We did the game. We did the game with the most viewers ever
Purdue.
Last year. The Purdue game.
10K, baby.
10K. And I am fascinated to see, because that, I mean, that was year one of doing all the YouTube stuff. And I guess maybe year two. We did it in 2020. But it was still, we're still kind of getting used to it. Now it's available on 1620thezone.com.
I believe we also have the second highest rated one with Michigan.
Really?
I think Michigan was number two.
You and I did the Michigan game?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. I thought that I was with Gary for that one. I don't know. I mean, last season
I did
was
another
a blur.
One that did a really good big number.
We might have done the Michigan game.
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Because I did two with you last year.
I kept
year,
doing
I think.
The depressing night games
yeah,
last year.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to do the Michigan State and the Michigan game within the span of like 3 weeks.
Didn't do Michigan State.
I did that one with Gary for sure.
But I think we did Michigan together because I think it was supposed to be you and Damon.
Mm.
And I think Damon couldn't do it for some reason.
All right, so we'll see. Yeah, so we got that today, but I've been thinking about the video stream. You can find us there, 1620thezone.com. Please do go and watch
or
us.
On Still Facebook, AM Radio.
Or Still AM Radio.
You can do it. You can find us all sorts of places.
Well, yeah, we're on Facebook now. The Zone Facebook page, I think.
Yes.
I don't have a Facebook
the
page.
The Zone Facebook
so, yeah,
page.
Yeah, go subscribe there.
I think we're on, are we on Twitch?
Yes.
Yeah, Twitch.
Twitch
is the, that's the main one.
We're
Twitch,
on
YouTube,
Twitch.
And then, yeah, 1620thezone.com.
The
and
YouTubes?
The 1620 The Zone app.
You can
everybody.
Watch us on the app?
You can watch us on the app.
That's unbelievable.
App. Yeah, yeah. Probably got to charge your phone, but hey, you can do it anyway.
Sure, why not?
Very cool. All right, time for hot takes. Now, I asked this question earlier.
You did.
I asked this question. What is a hot take that you have for Nebraska football this year? We have a ton of responses. Some of them sarcastic, some of them not sarcastic.
I think we got a lot of serious responses.
We did.
I was expecting more sarcasm.
Like here's one that we can use, and we I don't know if we'll expand on this too much, because you do want to define it, but like Mustache Adam writes, it's a serious response. Garrett Nelson will finish the season with more sacks than O'Shawn Mathis.
Ooh.
I'd say that that's
a hot take.
That's a hot take, and so that's what we're looking for. It doesn't have to be scalding. This doesn't have to be, you know, like, they'll go 12-0. Like, I guess if you say that, that's definitely a hot take. I disagree with you, but you can have that opinion.
I don't even think that's a hot take. That's just you're on some sort of trip.
Yeah.
That is, you've
left. Bad trip.
You've left the natural realm.
Mm.
And so I don't even consider that a hot take.
You're doing the drugs with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you're in the little ayahuasca tent or whatever. Like, you're doing your own thing.
Yeah. So that would be, now if I said they'll go 0-12, that's a hot take, right?
Yes, I think that's more likely than 12-0.
More likely?
Than 12-0, yes.
Man, hater. Ravi Lula, hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah, they're not going either of those records.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I just want to make sure people don't think that we think that.
No.
Okay, so you had a question.
I would like some clarification.
All right, perfect.
So before I give my hot take, is this the... So sometimes I look at hot takes the way I look at like betting futures, like... I don't know if this is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but I like it compared to what I think the odds would be if I was like at a book.
Okay.
So, for instance, when I was talking with, I did a show with John a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about what odds he could get for Nebraska starting 4-0.
Yes.
And
he thinks it's like plus 250.
Yeah, that's where he would put his value at is where he would start betting on it. I kind of thought 5-1 was probably closer to reality.
Mm-hmm.
So since he thought it was a lot closer, it's not a hot take for him. It would have been for me, right?
Definitely, yeah.
So is that what we're doing with a hot take, or is it the craziest thing that we think is actually going to happen?
I think it can be either. I think
okay.
It just depends on, you know, how you, I guess, view this question, maybe how willing you are to maybe go out.
I'll give you both then, because I have one that is closer to an I think this will actually happen, and
okay.
one that is if there were odds on this in Vegas that I could bet on, I don't know that it's going to happen, but I think I like the value here.
So, like, here's one. And, well, first of all, let's I have a couple of drops that we're going to use to describe these. So if it's a hot take, we're going to play this. Like a really hot take, we're going to play this. So much blood. It's just too hot of a take. And if it's cold, if it's like, that's not even a hot take.
Who left the fridge open?
So those are the two drops. That's how we're going to grade this. Nick, do you know what these are from?
No.
Feedback out there, so much fun!
Do you know what that's from?
I don't.
That's from Superbad. That's just a random scene in Superbad.
Oh, okay.
When they're at the bar. Do you know what this is
Who
from?
Who left the fridge open?
Do you know what that's from?
I don't.
Nick?
No.
Oh, man. Tropic Thunder. It's in like the fake trailer to start the movie.
Yeah.
So my main question for the hot take, why is it the blood thing?
Because it was what I thought of earlier today.
Because it's melting your face off.
There you go. There's melting your face.
It normally
it's like the
cauterizes,
enemy.
Though, doesn't it?
Stop. It's not a lightsaber.
It's like the end of Indiana Jones, Nick.
So
here's one from Dave before you get to yours. Dave says Frost goes 5-7 and gets another year.
I think that's a hot take.
Feedback out there, so much fun!
I do too. There's no way.
At 5-7, I don't think there's any way.
Put it on the list. Nick, I'm going to put it on the list.
Get the eggs.
Get the eggs. If they go 5-7, Frost is getting fired.
Yes.
There is no way. So that's a hot take. All right. We'll get to a lot of these as we roll on. And if you have any new ones, feel free to tweet at us at USC1620, your hot takes for the season this year. You have two of them.
Yeah, so this is the one that I think is actually likely to happen, and I don't think I saw this in our replies, although I may have missed it. I'll admit that. I think they go 0-4 to close the season.
I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know how hot of a take that is, but I didn't see anyone say it. So I don't know if that's a hot take or if that's just so normal that nobody even thought about saying it.
Yeah, well, because I have seen people, of course, say like, yo, they won't go 0-4. I've actually seen some people say they'll go 4-0, that one.
Feedback out there, so much
That's
fun!
Closer to the ayahuasca tent with Aaron Rodgers than it is even a hot take.
Yeah, but, I mean, they will be underdogs in all four of those games.
Are they? Because I think on the future lines, I don't think they're an underdog to Minnesota.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
And I think it was basically a coin flip with Iowa.
Yeah. And so what was your you said
they'll
go
0-4? That's the one I think is likely to happen.
Yeah? Oh, man, that's a good one. I don't know. I guess I should have made
it's a
middle.
It's like a medium take, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Nine.
I don't know if that's a medium take drop.
So my other one that is, like, I would put
Hold on.
It,
you got a
medium take one?
Continue, Robbie.
Oh, my other one that is, and I guess I don't know if this is a huge hot take or not, but my other one.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. Copy
take.
That one. We'll put it on the other wall.
My other one that I would put futures money on if I got the right odds, like maybe there's good value here, is I think Frost gets fired in season.
Oh, yes.
Feedback out there, so much fun!
That is a spicy meatball.
Couple things here.
Spicy meatball.
Number one, if it goes off the rails, I don't think they waste time to make sure they get the guy they want.
Okay.
Number two, why does the money drop on October 1st if this isn't on the table?
Now, that's a great point, which would maybe make it... But I don't think it's that. Because I still think it's spicy because, like, no way.
I just...
Wow.
I mean, it's never happened, right, at Nebraska?
Not that I mean, not in the
not
modern
in,
era.
In our,
yeah, not
you know,
in,
so that would be
it, my dad's life. It hasn't happened.
It'd be unlikely for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some logical pieces to it. Like I said, the October 1st date. Like, why isn't that August 1st? Why didn't it drop before fall camp? Why doesn't that drop?
Why doesn't it drop after the season?
Yeah. Why doesn't it drop on December 1st?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the timing of it is very odd to me. Maybe there's a legal reason for it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something within the contract that makes the most sense. But that's oddly suspicious to me if that is not a scenario that's on the table.
KD writes, this drop has to die quick. It's terrible. You know what I say to that, KD?
Feedback out there, so much fun!
Justin says, if they go 0-4 in the last four games, fire Frost, no matter what the finishing record is.
So we've had that conversation, too, because there's, you know, I don't think this would happen either, but there's a world where they go 7-1, they lose the Oklahoma game, and they go 7-1. Everybody at that point would, I think, be pretty excited.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Going to a bowl game for sure.
They're going to a bowl game for sure. By far the best record under Frost. You tons of momentum, and then you lose four straight at the end of the season. To me, that's maybe the worst case scenario for this season, because it would,
in terms of what it does for Trev and his
not
choice,
just what it does, yeah, what it does for Trev,
base,
but for the fan base. You know
horrible.
How, you know how toxic that would be?
Oh, horrible.
Because everybody that is Keep Frost has their evidence with 7-1.
Same with the other side.
Everybody that is like, we should have got rid of him last year, has their evidence with 0-4. It is a that is a disaster scenario if that happens.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah,
I'll be like that sounds.
That
like
sounds awful.
The best thing that can happen to this program, and look, I understand that the Frost supporters are going to.
You're
disagree
never
going to
have 100% unity here.
But the best thing that could happen to this the program this year is clarity, no matter what side.
Just
it
clarity.
Is.
Clarity. Yes.
Whether it's really good or really
10-2
bad.
10-2.
Yeah.
Or 3-9
yeah.
again.
I'd make an argument it's better for the program to go 3-9 than it is for them to go 7-5.
Especially in the fashion that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Because that would be an absolute disaster.
Just like it'd be better for them to go 10-2 than it would for, to go 5-7 or 7-5. But for the
yes,
reasons
opposite
that
reason.
You're not yeah, that yeah. you're not thinking of. Here's one from John, Equitable Bank Inbox. He says there is at least a 50% chance, at least a 50% chance that Nebraska will be 1-2 going into the Oklahoma game.
Ooh.
That's way too high. 50%?
So he's saying basically they lose to either North Dakota or Georgia Southern.
Yeah, he's saying Northwestern and then one of the other two games.
Or maybe he's saying both of those two
games. Oh.
They beat Northwestern, go 0-2 against North Dakota and Georgia Southern.
All right, I got to check the overreaction schedule that we got earlier. Oh, cool. I would...
What, do you have Georgia Southern?
Yeah. John and I will be on until 3 a.m. that night.
I think people would burn this to the ground.
I'm calling Nick. Nick's a pinch hitter. No, I'm calling you. You're pinch hitting. You're doing
you
the show with John.
You want me to talk about okay,
yes,
good.
Yeah, Nick, do it. That means you're watching the game, so I'm proud of you. I'm
big
proud
football
of you for
guy.
Watching
okay,
the game.
Okay, it doesn't mean I'm going to watch the
you
game.
You have to, Nick, if you're doing overreaction.
It's true.
I can vibe it out.
No,
good at improv.
I mean, I guess you just say, like, wow, they failed again, huh?
You're like, oh. That wasn't good.
Kind of nailed it there. I'll get to mine in a couple of minutes, but just a second, I'll read some other responses. Severe. One Michael Severe, who I saw last night at Neil Nelkin's Hall of Fame ceremony.
Congrats.
Very cool. Michael writes, 6 wins by Halloween.
Mm.
Kind of the 7-1 scenario that you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that could be in the... That could be in the nightmare scenario that I outlined.
That was basically the opposite of the email that I just read from listener John. John without an H. That means, Ravi, by
you're
Halloween...
6-2, at no worse than 6-2.
No worse than 6-2. No worse than 6-2.
Which, see, I actually think if you go 6-2 and then lose the last 4 and go 6-6, I think that's an easy... He's gone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, mainly because of, like, who have they beaten? You
know? Yeah, because who would the 6 wins be against? Because you're looking at probably losses to what, Oklahoma and Purdue.
Yep, and then
your best win is Rutgers.
Maybe, yeah. I guess it's one of those teams being better.
Illinois.
Than Illinois. Yeah, Northwestern being good again.
Yeah, so. You know, so that's not. Yeah. I think that's a pretty easy decision. Although I understand they'd be like, oh, they're making progress.
So how do we feel about this one from Michael? How do we grade that one?
I think that's a medium take. Yeah. I don't think it's terrible. Like I could see a scenario where that happens.
Brian says Nebraska will go 7-5, but be a worse team than last year. Frost gets another year, and we get another mediocre 7-5-ish team. I'm going to play this one.
Who left the fridge open?
Because here is one of my takes, and I guess I'll just get to it now. I do think that they will be a worse team this year, but they will have more wins. They will have more wins, but I don't... Like, I
could see that.
Because I guess I'll just get to it. I think Nebraska is going to have at least 2 games this year where they get beat by... 17 plus points.
Like they get boat raced a couple times.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Like last year is the weird year.
Is the aberration.
Yes, definitely. Like and I wonder what that would do to the debate that surrounds Nebraska football, just given like last year that was the calling card, I guess, of like, hey, you can't.
We were so close.
So close. But
we were so close.
But it's not like every year under Frost has been that way. You know, in 2020 they lost by multiple scores versus Ohio State. They lost by multiple scores versus Illinois.
And to be clear, it wasn't really the case last year either.
Yeah, we've gone through it. They made a lot of scores late. 2019, they had blowout losses. I was at one of them against Ohio State. 2018, they had blowout losses, Michigan, etc. So
like they were down 30-9 to Illinois, okay? Yeah. Like let's relax on the close games.
So I think they're going to like get blown out a few times, but they're going to win more games this year. They're not going to go 3-9 this year. In my opinion, they're going to have more wins than that. But I don't know if all of us will agree that they are a better team.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, so we're going to play...
Who left the fridge open?
Nice and chilly.
I don't think that's
freezer.
A scalding hot take.
10-2 Noah says Scott Frost will win AP Coach of the Year and Nebraska will win the national title. I mean, do you have any like fires, Nick? Do you have any explosions?
Do we have an atomic bomb?
Sad.
All right. Oppenheimer. That's what you could play, Nick. The Oppenheimer trailer could be for a take like that.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Just play the whole trailer.
I'm excited for that.
Dude, me too. It looks so good.
Christopher Nolan?
I think we should all go see it together. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's see.
Love me some Cillian Murphy.
You want to go back, Nick, to the other page? I'm sorry about that. Aaron says, nothing really changes. Nebraska goes 4-8 and fans endure the most toxic season yet. I'll play this one. Yeah, that sounds, I mean, sounds very realistic.
Yeah, that sounds like it's right on the table.
Yeah. Here's, I think, a spicy one.
Ooh.
Frost gets let go after a 2-6 start. Whipple is interim because of his experience. Two quarterbacks transfer before the season ends, and Joseph is your new head coach at season's end.
Feedback up! There's so much fun!
Oppenheimer coming to a theater near you. That is, I mean, there's like eight things in there. That's way too spicy.
I was going to say, that's one of those like eight game parlays where it's like, yeah, individually I could see each of those things.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some of them are underdogs anyway.
Yeah.
But you string them all together and woof.
Yeah. Salt Creek and Stadium says Nebraska beats Oklahoma to be 4-0 heading into the rest of the Big Ten schedule. The media fawns over him. The team is trounced by Indiana. How do we feel about 4-0 Nebraska getting trounced by Indiana? How are we grading this one?
Well, it depends on how you define trounced, I guess.
Let's say two touchdowns. Let's say two touchdowns.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I think that's a...
Feedback up! There's so much fun!
That's like a medium hot take.
That would be, okay, so this one then? That'd be a bummer. You want to talk about your all-time bummer? Okay, now I got to pull up the schedule again.
That's
Indiana? Oh, okay. Whew, I'm good.
That's why
I'm called a soccer match.
Brought up Indiana as a kind of an important game when you guys asked me about it. I think it was last week, because there is, regardless of how Oklahoma goes, that's a pretty important. I mean, that's a pretty important bounce back one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're coming off a bye week. You could either stew in a loss or think a little bit too much of yourself at a win for a really long time before you play another football game.
Yeah, you want to play that one? Let's see what that sounds like, Nick. Oh, there we go. That is for the hottest of takes.
What about the one below it? I'm not sure what that is.
I mean, it might be the news update. Let's see what happens when you play this one.
Oh, it actually is.
Now, jeez, it's the Challenger.
That's
explosion.
Dark.
Man. Yeah, but we don't want to play a 50-something second drop. But yeah, so the next time we read a really spicy one, Oppenheimer.
It's like the sound of the car that caught on fire and exploded and we were doing a show together out in Elkhorn.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That came up on my Snapchat memory. It was like 3 years ago, a couple days ago.
Dude, that was
wild.
Nuts.
Yeah, I was parked right next to it.
Shane says the sellout streak ends. No way they let it die,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're just not going to let it die.
Maybe I'm wrong. They keep pushing the cheap tickets, so maybe they're going to actually let it die. I
had a hot take that I texted you the other day.
Oh, I love this. This is great. What was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, so it was Trev is going to let, instead of artificially propping up the streak,
mm-hmm.
which has been for a while now.
Yeah, but especially last year.
He lets the streak die and points to it
as... Oh, he
as
blames Frost?
A reason, the mediocre play is a reason... part of the reasoning to get rid of Frost.
I don't really know if that's a hot take. I just like playing that. That would be just like some all-time shade being
that's
thrown.
Just like some Game of Thrones stuff right there.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. A couple of more. Ian says Chuba will start at least one game this year.
Chuba.
I think that one we got to play.
Who left the fridge open?
I think a lot of people agree on that one. No offense to
Ian. We had a lot of Casey Thompson doesn't start every game ones,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think any of those are scalding hot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying that. Speaking of Casey Thompson, Chance says, not sure how hot this is, but I think Casey Thompson comes in and has the best season for a Nebraska quarterback since the Joe Gann senior season. Best quarterback season. That means he's better than... like Taylor Martinez at his peak, which was Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
I mean, that's the best season, right? In the post,
Zach
Taylor.
I think
in the
it's
got to
be. Yeah.
So is that
I think that's a hot take.
Feedback up! There's so much fun!
Yeah, I think that's pretty
spicy.
I think
it's a hot take, yeah.
Joe and Phoenix says, on October 3rd, after Nebraska starts 2-3 and both of their transfer quarterbacks are injured. Jeez, Joe. Scott Frost at the Monday Presser announces that this year will be his final year. And Mickey Joseph takes over the day-to-day operations as an audition and possibly taking over as head coach.
So he just straight up resigns.
I'm not going to put it on the list, but that ain't happening.
That seems unlikely.
That ain't happening. All right.
Eggs.
Yeah, get the eggs. More responses we can get to when we return. Greg and Lincoln, don't get trounced by IU. Save that for Purdue. Oh, Greg!
Oh, come
Greg!
On! Greg, why you got to do that to us?
Tom reminding us of the old days. Nebraska goes full bow, win the close ones, and get beat by four touchdowns three times to be the worst 9-3 team ever. I mean, I guess maybe I should have played one of the hot take ones. I think I'd be a little surprised. I mean, 9-3, all of them are blowouts.
I'd be surprised if they won nine games.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So yeah. A little hot there. Yeah. We can keep taking your responses. Mitch Holtz is going to join us in 15 minutes as well. Plus, dumb debates. Holy moly. The show. Robbie,
it's almost over.
We're halfway there. We're more than halfway.
It's almost over already.
I get so sad. Luckily, you know. Yeah, thank you. Living on a prayer. You're back tomorrow, though.
I am back
so
tomorrow.
So luckily, there's like a million things from today's prep sheet that we can save for tomorrow.
We don't even have to prep a show tomorrow.
I was going
to
say,
roll it right in.
I've already prepped for tomorrow. He's Robbie. I'm Josh. More to come. Got some texts, got some comments. We'll get to all of it when we return here on 1620 The Zone.